Blog Talk Radio.
Probably hear the sessions in the background. Yes, we're in the city coming to you live from
Eastlake, Ohio, right in the garage. This is my little radio station place, I guess, if you will. And now that it's nice out, I love doing the show outside. So again, thank you all for coming. Very excited to be here with you this evening. Say a quick hello to people in the chat room. Hello, Sharice. Glad to see you here, dear. Guest 6513 and guest 6658. If you guys want to sign up and put your names here in the chat, chat with everybody. It's a very fun chat. And you can sign up for a blog account. It's definitely free. You do not have to host your own show, which is nice. You can just go around and listen, or troll around, as I like to say, as a little bit of a problem with these blog talk trolls. So we'll talk about that in a minute. Oh my God, it's Tiffany, my lovely little co-host. Thank you for being here, and Jacobify your day. Thank you, man. Thanks for coming. Make sure you tell Debbie I said hello. So yeah, today is pretty interesting. Again, we're doing a little bit of a repeat of last week's show. Got some good ratings. I'm definitely just here to get some information out there. I want to talk a little bit about hypnosis first. I did a little bit of a show yesterday, and it was pretty interesting. I learned actually a lot. And what had happened was I hypnotized people, and I was giving them the whole process, and I started them off with the relaxation, and they were under a recreational influence, and it was pretty interesting because the subjects could not focus and they could not get into the zone of hypnosis. And it could be a multitude of reasons. It could be because they didn't really know me well, they didn't trust me, and also because they were surrounded by people that they knew very well. So the couple different aspects about that, you know, it could be the people, they have these judgment and biased opinions of the people around them. And, you know, if they get hypnotized in front of them, then they're afraid maybe to show them, you know, what is really, like, happening. They're afraid to let go and to go deep, as they say. So after that, everybody wanted a reading, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'll do that. That's fine. You know, I'll bring out my cards, and we'll do some card readings, ask some questions, blah, blah, blah. And actually, I got really good results with the reading, so that's why I decided to start doing more readings on the radio show. The whole point of the readings is to help you create a good future for yourself, as we are in this process together. And if you call me to ask for a reading, it is a process that we create together. It is something that we do to enhance your own life and your own future. And of course, we do it out of, you know, pure love, not anything, you know, I'm not here to instill fear within you. That is not the purpose. That is not what I desire. What else? Let's see. So if you guys do want a reading tonight, you can call in at 646-727-2870 and press the number 1 on your phone, and that will let me know that you want a reading. Okay? So it's just if you desire to know some things about your future. And you know, the more questions you ask, the more you're going to know. So keep that in mind, as yesterday some people were getting pretty straight and truthful answers, pretty straightforward. And it was so interesting. I actually had somebody cry last night just from the messages that were coming through, and oh my gosh, it was really powerful. It was a very, very deep emotional session. So pretty much no stone is going to be left unturned here. We'll figure everything out that you need within your own life. So I want to talk a little bit more about hypnosis. I want to share with you guys some of the projects that I want to do. I want to get really, really, creative with hypnosis. I want to start doing some pretty cool things. Like, one of my new ideas is when I hypnotize somebody, when I'm testing to see how deep they are under, what I'll do is I'll suggest to them that their arm is as stiff as a steel bar. So they'll hold their arm out, and, you know, their arm will not bend no matter what I do, their arm will not bend. So I want to make an entire, somebody's entire body as stiff as a steel bar and start stacking people on each other and making a wall of hypnotized people. I think that would be such a cool thing to do. I mean, I don't know where, but if other people want to get involved, let me know, get in contact with me, and let me know if you want to be a part of the wall or be a hypnotist. I feel like this could be a very, very cool project that a lot of people can do, and it's just going to show how infinite your potential is. If we can build a giant pupil wall with hypnotized people that, you know, have never done anything like that before, you know, weren't like a cheerleader or anybody like an acrobat or whatever, you can totally join in on the fun. So that's just one of the many projects that I want to undertake with hypnosis. I want to start doing a lot of different things. Not like most of the other people. Most of the hypnotists right now, they're all about comedy, and they're all about, you know, showing, making people laugh. And I've seen a lot of hypnosis and some dirty things. It gets really very adult in those situations, and I feel like it can be used for something better. So, let's see what's going on in the chat. Oh, Star, don't even worry about it. You can totally call in for a reading. It's not a big deal. That's what I'm here for. I don't mind at all. But, yeah. So, I hope everybody starts to get involved with hypnosis. I hope everybody wants to try it out for themselves. If you are interested in a hypnosis session with me, I can do a chatting hypnosis where we chat and I am back and forth. I can do phone hypnosis where we chat on the phone, and then I can, of course, do Skype where we can either talk on Skype or do webcam on Skype and we do it back and forth. And then, of course, the best one and, of course, my favorite is the in-person hypnosis where you come to me for an appointment and we do whatever it is that you need to align yourself with your desires. Now, I call these desire alignments. And what they are is you come to me with all of your desires in mind. I'll either have you write them down or we talk about them in person. And then I hypnotize you and I align your daily thinking, your daily habits with that desire so that it can come into fruition and you can see it happening in your reality and in your life. So, again, if you are interested in that, make sure you give me an email at thedreamteacher@gmail.com. Have had some really, really good turnouts, and I'm excited to help more people. So I do want to share something about hypnosis, another thing. I'm all about it today. I actually tried to get hypnotized myself, and it was from somebody that I had never met before, somebody that I knew nothing about, didn't know anything, and tried to hypnotize me, and I definitely went into a state of mind, and he brought me into this deep, really deep relaxation. It was intense. But as we got into the physical aspects, nothing happened. Like he said, he was doing stuff to make my arm raise, et cetera, et cetera. And that just was not happening. So I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. I felt bad. I felt really bad. But I think what the hypnotist did not understand was that you have physical and emotional people. And to get the emotional people to understand physical aspects, you have to be able to infer to them things that are happening to their body because they understand inference and they know how to infer things. And when an emotional does that, it's harder for them to relate to the physical as easy. So that's part of what I learned, and that's why, I mean, I'm a pretty decent hypnotist. I've hypnotized lots and lots of people all over, let's see, Ohio and New York right now, looking to expand that horizon. I'm saying in person. In person is the hypnosis that I've done in Ohio and New York. But I've definitely experimented and hypnotized people all around the world. And That is my favorite, is I'll stay up late at night and there's a whole other side of the world that they're getting the sun right now. So that's what I look for. I like looking to those people just because they're not somebody that I would run into on a day-to-day basis, which is pretty interesting because that's why I love the internet. It's such an amazing tool. So good for connecting with people everywhere, everywhere. Let's see. I'm supposed to have a co-host this evening. Somebody was going to call in, but he is not here. Pretty funny because I told him that this is totally his shot to be on the show, but I guess not. Oh well. So if he calls in, I'll bring him on as the show goes on. So I do want to touch up on this topic again as well, is the Blog Talk Radio trolls. Now these are all these prankers out there, and like they're playing a game, if you will, and they want to get wins, and sometimes they get losses, I guess. And they're highly involved with Debbie Daly's show, and they torture this poor woman. I feel so bad. And they call her and just blow up her show. I mean, it's pretty cool. She's got a lot of people listening in, you know, she's got her name out there. But I feel bad with what they're doing to her. I feel so bad. So, all the trolls, you're welcome here. But I will warn you that it might not be exactly what you expect. Don't expect the game to be in your favor, will I say. So, again, everybody is welcome, anybody and everybody. I'm so okay with that. And so let's think about what these quote unquote trolls are doing and how they're being around here. Now, I guess they're making a lot of people upset, and a lot of people are, I don't know, not too happy with how they come in the chat and post some very vulgar things and things that other people don't need to be really be hearing. But I mean, I guess they have something to say, which it's that's quite all right. I mean, we've all have something to say. So that's why I am all right with trolls coming in here and saying what they need to say. Totally okay with me. What? Oh my gosh, you would. Sorry, just running around here looking at everybody online, messing around the chat, et cetera, et cetera. So, let's see. If you guys do want a reading, remember you can call in at 646-727-2870. And again, I would be happy to take your call. A lot of stuff has been going on about new jobs lately and lots of new beginnings. It is spring, and the moon was just in, it was full last night and the day before. I think it was full technically yesterday morning, I believe. And it was in Scorpio, and Scorpio suggests death of things, but also a rebirth. If you think about the Scorpio energy, it is during the time of year when the leaves start falling, and it covers the ground and all of the seeds and everything, making the ground fertile for the next season of spring to come through. So it's like this death-like energy that brings about, of course, rebirth. We couldn't have rebirth without this death energy. So it was very intense, probably very sexual. Probably a lot of people had sex last night or the night before. And yeah, I wish. And a lot of people felt maybe that dying energy. I know I certainly felt it the other night. I was so upset, and I just felt things dying and things dying away in my life and waiting for the rebirth. Now the moon is in Sagittarius, so it suggests new things that you are going to have to learn. And now just follow the phase of the moon. tonight, start thinking about and researching into things that you are curious about and that you want to find more information about. Just look up something new. I mean, even just look up astrology and start getting yourself in tune with that, as our planets definitely relate to us and they reflect some ways that we think and some of the aspects of situations that we feel. So if you looked at the energies behind them, you could definitely tell that they relate to you. Let's see, the sun is in Taurus right now. Strong like bull, that's right. Definitely, that is my sign. That's my sun sign as well. My birthday is coming up. 21st birthday, I'm very excited. Couple days. Let's see, and then we have Mercury in Taurus as well, which I absolutely love. And Mercury is all about communication and thinking and about the way we think. So usually when Mercury is in Taurus, everybody has a very grounded way of thinking, very structural, stable, and beautiful, as Taurus's planet is Venus. And let's see, Venus is actually in Libra, so there should be balance between beauty. There's definitely going to be a lot of balance within any beautiful aspect that you are thinking about. And then Mars is in Leo. So definitely the Mars energy, which is like being bold and drive and determination, and et cetera, is in a fire sign, which is almost like one of its natural abodes, as Mars is like a fiery planet, I would classify it. And with Leo, it's very dramatic and definitely centered around children. So very cool. Definitely notice how that plays out in your life. Of course, all the other planets, they don't move too much. You have Jupiter in Pisces, Saturn in Virgo, Uranus in Pisces, Neptune in Aquarius, Pluto in Capricorn, True Note is in Capricorn, and Chiron is in Pisces. So if you do have any questions about that, just feel free to ask me. That's quite all right. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play a song here. And then we're going to come back, and I'm going to give a little bit of an angel card reading for this evening's energies. So stay tuned to hear about that, as you are definitely a part of it, and the messages coming through will be for you to hear. So enjoy a little bit of Together We Can, because we certainly can.
Hi, Mary. Hi. I thought the hurricane season was over.
Are you ready for a crazy ride? You're on your own, it ain't right. Something's gotta give in tonight. Together we can. To the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can. Walk into space, save the human race. Oh, if only we could see how to bring humanity to a point of clarity. Lucky you listen to me. I know the game, I've lived it well. Forget the shame, let's show and tell. This world is ours, no country fame. Our earth belongs to just one name. You'll find it in the heart of light. Bring the light and fight the night. So close your eyes and connect to me. Don't second guess, it's destiny. Together is the place to be. If we could only look and see. Together we can. To the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can. Walk into space, save the human race. You think we oughta. now that we've got a strong connection. See the screen, eyes like projection. I know this life is not so easy, so I give thanks to little
easy.
The truth, like so ironic, sharing comments and hits that chronic. And many others come to find there's more to life than what's defined. The clock is ticking, there's so much time to free the soul and write the rhyme. Start searching high and read the caption. This is now your call to action. If we could only look and see, together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane. If we wanna, together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta, oughta? Together we can walk in space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta, oughta? Together we can do anything. Together we can.
Okay, a little bit of Together We Can. A little technical difficulty. I gotta find my cards. I'm having my co-hosts run and get them very quickly. They should be on my desk. They're in a purple, and then they're in this thing, but purple. Okay. Hopefully, we can find them. I didn't even realize I was so unprepared. And yes, that was yours truly, the Dream Teacher. I actually, now here's a funny story. I started out with the name the Dream Teacher, making my own songs and singing them, of course. And that's how the name came to be. I was very excited to get that out there. And I had some alright feedback from it. But then I just kept the Dream Teacher, and then I started coming here to Blog Talk Radio. And I'm like, okay, well, if it's a radio station, then I got into all the psychic stuff, and I've been doing so much with that. I never intended for my show to be like this psychic reading thing, and spiritual and all that. All I intended for it to be was awareness and telling people about the things that they never knew about. For example, if you all have not seen Zeitgeist, oh my gosh, that's what gave me the drive to start getting information out there. It was such an intense movie. Oh my gosh. It was so powerful. And they said everything about the first one, they talk about religion and how it's related to the stars, etc. And then they talked about 9/11 and how it wasn't really terrorists. And then they talked about the Federal Reserve and how they're just robbing everybody of their divine passion and truth. And it was just so sad. Aw, Amphis. See, that's funny. Dionysus and I, we used to be such good friends. We talked all the time, every day. And I definitely learned a lot of astrology from Dionysus. He taught me a lot. And now we just don't talk anymore. I don't know what it is. We have such a weird tension between us two. It kind of makes me upset because he was like my brother. I mean, we were going to move in together, and we were talking about that. And it's so sad. I miss him. He's such a good friend. He's a good person. So if he hears this and if you guys see him around, tell him I'm thinking about him and tell him that I would definitely like to co-create some new things with him. Yeah, it's a little sad, Cherise, but that's okay. I seem to have lost a lot of people just because of what I do and how I am, I guess. I don't know. And I don't know. I'm just staying true to what I'm doing, and if people don't like that, they don't have to stay. I never ask them to. You know what I mean? Ah, oh, I am this. You don't have to. But it'll be a fun thought. Maybe he'll call in one of the shows one of these days. I've been waiting for him to do it, but nothing yet. All right, so we're going to give a little bit of a reading just for the energy for this show today. So what I'm going to do is, with these cards, oh, God. Oh, gosh. Okay, I gotta get these in order. Hang on 1 second. That's okay, Seth. Quite all right, yeah. Zary, I gotta get them all in order right now. But these are actually very, very cool cards, and they help to learn the angelic energies, of course. And then they're all about the path of love and light. Now, a lot of people are, like, mocking love and light, and, you know, I don't even know if a lot of people know what it is. And I can definitely enlighten you as to what it means, and from the quote-unquote angels' perspective. And now, when I say angels, all I'm talking about is divine, the divine energy, the divine creator that we came from, and the divine energies that help us here. So, I've said this before, but I'm definitely going to repeat it again. Now, this is all about these cards. These cards take you further on the way of love and light to find inner peace and tranquility. This is a journey to oneness achieved by feeling part of all. In other words, the living, conscious energy of Earth and all sentient life. Make sure you look up the word sentient if you don't know what it means. On the way of love and light, your own life path can be regarded as a two-part quest concerning heart and soul. The heart quest focuses on self-healing, including old wounds, especially from past lives, etc., to achieve the level of physical/spiritual harmony that allows the flower of higher heart chakra to open with angelic love. If you don't know what a chakra is, make sure you educate yourself on that, as I've talked about them on my previous shows. And there's plenty and plenty of information, books, internet, wherever. In Soul Quest, the heart flower radiates angelic light, achieved by applying healing knowledge gained in heart quest to aid others to find the way. So, pretty much aiding and healing others is the way to go here. The secret is that it's all about healing. It's all about healing. You may be on one part of this quest now, or you could be advancing both quests together. There are actually many levels of each. By communing with the angels through these cards, you will receive specific and direct guidance on where you are now and how to proceed with your heart and soul quest to achieve oneness with all. All right. So I'm going to do the first one, and this is Shekinah's heart quest. So we'll find out where everybody's attention needs to be turning to, as well as mine and anybody else listening to this show. All right. I ask for Shekinah to direct me to the divine card that will help heal everyone hearing this show. All right. This is a very cool card. I'm definitely going to have to get these pictures out for you guys so that you can see how beautiful they really are, because part of the healing is in the cards and the colors themselves. Color is a beautiful tool in healing. Now, the card we picked is Uriel, and the symbol that Shekinah offers is Jod, openness, power, and true direction. And this is what Uriel has to say to all of us. I, the alchemist, descend with my chariot and horses fashioned from dazzling lightning to bring promise of creativity, new ideas, and direction. Like honeyed autumn sun, I offer smoky topaz, golden amber, and rosy coral flames. Will you choose my fire of life to purify the past, then inspire your thinking even to my own heights? Action must first begin with balanced, creative thoughts. Visualize my feathered serpent of fire, cleansing and balancing your sacral energy center. Your Jod connection with me builds new vitality from sacral that will blaze upwards to rekindle hearts. Then Temple Mars' creation orange or fire of life takes you to a new vibration level, or choose a completely different color, for there is much more to come. You have ancient, even Atlantean origins. As sand is transformed through fire to glittering quartz crystal, so can I transform your heart and soul with alchemy of crystalline flame geometry. When you have reached oneness and your crown and higher heart are linked and full of loving will and purity of intention, then I help you rediscover your gem self and your true soul's purpose. With my brilliant blue-white alchemy flame, I write Jod in sacral, but only if you are ready to make unselfish use of this fiery attunement of love and light. So this is definitely, you need to picture everything that I just said and all these colors in your sacral chakra energy center, and that is your pelvis, that is the sex chakra, if you will, all about passion, duality, and just flowing movement, opposites attracting, et cetera, et cetera. It's so beautiful. And they want you to picture this fiery kind of energy here. Of course, with good intentions and unselfish intentions, giving that to heal others. Again, it's all about healing. Now, they do suggest the fire of life creation, but we're just going to see what Shekinah has for us in the Templa Mar area. And Templa Mar is how it's pronounced, but it's spelled M-A-R. So we're going to see how we can achieve this learning of Uriel, the previous card. All right, Shekinah, to give me the divine guidance so that we all may learn how to incorporate your healing within all of us. Ah, very nice, very nice. So, the next card that I pulled is Blue of Creation. And the angels that guard this are Michael, Zadkiel, Raguel, Shekinah. And this is healing with blue and angels. So, this is what Shekinah offers. From Diamond Oneness comes Blue of Creation. First, sky blue for throat chakra, truth in all its balanced aspects. For only through personal truth can you reach the Creator's absolute truth. Indigo is the ancient wisdom shade, moving you toward third eye chakra. Weave the two together as you pursue blue-white of spiritual perception. From heart's bridge, you now access higher self, but still you must attain each chakra's vital balance. Masculine blue aspects are speaking and enacting one's truth, while feminine mauve perceives with eye of heart, allowing love to guide your path. From this balanced approach, your throat links to Eden tree and lower self acquires golden power to integrate through heart's bridge into higher self toward crown. Now this next part is what Shekinah offers for you to say to yourself. So what I need you to imagine is, as I speak these next few words, I need you to breathe them into your own being, and I need you to imagine that it is your own voice within that is saying these words from the angel Shekinah. All right, let's take a deep breath together. As I breathe your blue vibrations within and hold this sacred energy, on my out-breath, you take me to Templa Mar's sapphire chamber and the heart of the iris mandala. Living crystal fractals, like vivid summer skies, flow into my throat, cleansing and bringing strength and power. Indigo and lapis crystals spiral wisdom into third eye. Mauve gold illuminates my path to truth in Eden tree. Now, on palest blue angelic light wings of love, my spiritual consciousness knows no boundaries. The sky is no longer my limit. Oh, that is so beautiful. Now, that is a very, very funny thing that Shekinah wants us to feel. And what it is we had the fire was the first one in sacral. So definitely feeling fire passion. Again, with the Scorpio moon that just resided, which Scorpio is a water sign, and now we're in Sagittarius, which is fire. So we've got water and fire are the two main things. And that's absolutely perfect. It's that perfect polarity, the perfect opposites, putting each other out here. And we did get the fire first and then the water for healing. And it's funny because Scorpio comes before Sagittarius. The water comes before fire. So what Shekinah wants us to do is the passionate drive of the sacral chakra, and then, of course, the healing of blue, where making sure that you are speaking through your highest self, your highest good, and through divine love, and cleansing that throat chakra so that you only speak true and beautiful words to every other creator here, your brothers, your sisters, etc. So, all right. All right, we're going to run to the switchboard and do some readings. We're going to jump to the first caller, area code 405. Please tell us your name and what you're calling for.
What's good, Brandon?
Well, hello, David. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Fucking sitting on the laptop right now.
Oh, yeah? Got a little break? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, finally. I just got done ironing my uniform.
Oh, you know how to iron now. You're like a full-service woman.
I know, right?
I just ironed
so,
it.
What can I
just get out of here.
Look at this shit.
Huh?
What can I do for you this evening, sir?
Like one of your famous readings.
One of my famous readings? Oh, wow. You're going to make me blush.
I know, right?
All right, Mr. Cocky.
I am not cocky.
And you're not that powerful. You don't always make me blush. Okay. Blush and make that.
I think Marines have a damn good right to be cocky.
I mean, whatever you say, David. All right. Well, I don't know. You haven't been here in a long time, so it's a little bit different the way we do readings here. What I call them is a hypnotic reading where we connect via intuition, okay? So what I need you to do is we're going to do the 7-card reading first, okay? And then I need you to count from 1 to 7, but this time what I need you to do is before you even say the number, I need you to think the number in your head. Picture that number in your head. And then when you say it out loud, I want you to imagine that number being sent to me so that I picture that same number that you are thinking, okay? And what that is going to allow us to do is to connect via intuition. And I can pull out the exact cards that are needed for you to learn and heal and to create a wonderful path. All right? So go ahead and start at number 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay. 1. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven.
All right. Very wonderful. Wow. That felt really tension-filled for some reason. I could feel tension, like, building.
I was trying to do what you asked me to do, so...
Oh, and that was absolutely perfect, David. Don't you worry, man. That was so good. That was very good. Okay, so we're going to do the reveal for you. What cards came up? We have the Sun, the Tower, the Fox, the Anchor, the Fish, the Sith, or Skype. I don't even know how to pronounce that. I need to look that up. Can you look that up for me? How to pronounce Sith or Scythe or whatever. And then the Mountain. Okay, so first and foremost, your central card is the Anchor. So stability and stable structures are going to be on your mind most frequently, I would say. It's going to be like your general center of thinking, okay? We're going to go to the first card, which is the Sun. So, of course, it suggests positive events, positive feelings. And the Sun is where you put a lot of your main focus. So you're definitely going to have to put a lot of focus into this reading, as it was your first card. And you're going to be thinking about it a lot. The next card is the Tower, and it suggests things from your past and also sort of this, like, washed over feeling. Now, what I think it is, okay, we have the Tower next to to the Fox. And I have a feeling that this is going to be you thinking about your own past and looking back on your own past events and how you have been almost acting kind of sly and slinky, kind of sneaking around in like a foxish kind of manner. That's what the Fox represents. And it's brought you stability, whatever that may be. And it's also brought you a lot of money, okay? This way of thinking, this way of looking back. Now, the next card after the fish, which is the money, is the Sith, or the Sky, whatever. And that is suggestive of you cutting things out of your life. So maybe what I feel it's related to is cutting that sly attitude. And maybe you'll be forced to do that. Just because of big events that are coming up for you. I'm not sure what it is, but I just see big events. Now, do you want to know any more information about any of the cards that I pulled? What I can do is I can... Okay, well, what I did... let me just tell you this now. I do the 7-card reading, and I just started doing this a lot last night. People have more questions about a certain card or a specific energy that has come up. So they ask a question about that, and then I just lay another card for them. It directly relates to that answer.
I would like to know more about the Sith.
The Sith. Okay, cutting things out. So, let's see. We're going to see what comes up, what card comes up next for cutting things out of your life. Okay, and the bird came up, and the bird is all about fears and alarms and worries. So you're going to have to cut out your worryful way of thinking. Probably has to do with money and maybe events that are coming for you. So probably just don't worry about the money and the events. Everything is going to fall in due time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So do you have any more questions about any of the cards that are up here? Feel free to ask whatever you need to, man. Okay.
Yeah, it all seems to be falling in pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't say there's any negative cards here. I don't see any myself. It's just all on how you look at it. That's for sure.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. It sounds pretty accurate to me, so the way things
Yeah. Happen. Can you relate to it? Can you tell everybody things that you're thinking about that called up or that you felt that came to your mind when you were getting your reading?
The fox. Yeah. I kinda this past week I had a incident where I tried to sneak around a confrontation where my sergeant called me out on something. It didn't quite work. So it has caused me to change the way I was doing things because I got in a lot of trouble for it, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you should probably cut that kind of stuff out. That's pretty funny how that definitely relates to you and what's going on.
It does. It is. As soon as you said acting sly and freaking trying to snake my way out of things was... Right on the freaking dot.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny. Sometimes I amaze myself at how accurate this shit comes out. I'm like, what? No way! Too funny. Well, I mean, do you want to know where you should put your focused attention now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we're going to pull up one card. Throw it out there. Ah, and the book came up, and that is all about research and figuring things out. So you're going to have to do a lot of work looking into things, okay, and a lot of your own research to help yourself through all of these obstacles, okay?
And that's funny because I am in school right now.
Very cool. What are you studying at the moment, if you don't mind me asking?
I am a marine aviation supply specialist, so there's a lot of codes, and we use this thing called FedBlog. It's a Department of Defense program where we look up all these material control codes, and my job just deals with a lot of codes that you have to know, and if one thing's wrong, everything gets fucked up.
I got you. That's a lot of pressure, a lot of work.
It is kind of complicated, but I'm excelling. I got a 96 on my first test, so.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very proud
Sounds
of
like
myself.
You're doing. Yeah, I would be too. It sounds like you're doing pretty good for yourself.
I'm trying to.
Except
but
all this
I mean,
sneaky shit.
And if I finish top of my class, I get promoted to Lance Corporal. So.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, promotions are definitely always good.
it's more money in the bank, so
there you go.
Not saying that I don't get paid enough money as it is, but I mean, you know, a couple extra $100 a month is not. I'm not gonna complain.
Yeah, that is very true. That's quite all right. Definitely adding up, you know. It's not going anywhere. As long as you're not spending it at all. I know a lot of people that are in the service, and they're just spending all their money. They're already broke.
I mean, I do spend a lot of money. I mean, freaking within the month that I've been here, I've bought a DVD player, an iPod, all sorts of shit.
Sounds like me when I hit my student loans.
You know, but there's still money. But there's always still money there, and you know.
Yep.
I mean, we get paid. We get paid tomorrow. So.
There you go. All right, David. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go to the next caller, but I'm gonna keep you on the line. And if there's some time left over, I'll just bring you on the air. How does that sound?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'm just gonna put you on mute, and thank you for calling in and getting a reading. And I'll talk to you a little bit later.
All right, take it easy, bro.
Bye. Okay. Whew. Of quite an intense energy, if you will. What is going on in this chat room? I need to look. Apparently. money. spending all your mama's money. All right. So we're going to the next caller. I'm pretty sure I know who this is, but we're going to bring you on. Oh, you watch your mouth. Tiffany said me too, which in case you guys don't know, me too means pussy in Greek. And yeah.
Wow.
I used to date a Greek. My ex-boyfriend is very Greek. Tiffany met him. And he speaks Greek with his parents, and me too means pussy in Greek. And we always used to go, me too, and be like, oh, watch your mouth. It's so dirty.
Dude,
so dirty.
So sick. All
me too. Me too.
That's so funny.
crazy. You watch your Greek mouth. Okay. So we're going to go to the next caller. Area code 646. Tiffany, do you know who this is? Maybe. I think it's Charisse, but we're going to bring you on the air. Okay, 646. Hello, 646.
Yeah, it's Charisse. How you doing?
Oh, hey, girl. Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. How you doing?
Oh, I am doing so good. I feel really silly right now. It just, like, all of a sudden happened. I don't know where it came from. I'm sorry. I apologize in advance.
No, it's fine.
So, are you calling for a reading this evening?
I might as well. I was coerced to call in, so, you know.
Oh, good. That means she's doing her job. All right, dear. Well, you know what happens here. We do hypnotic intuitive card readings. Now, what I need you to do is not only do you need to count from 1 to 7, I need you to picture the number in your head before you say it. And then as you speak it out loud, like we said before with Shekinah's healing blue energy of throats. Keeping that in mind, when you speak the number out loud, imagine that I can picture that same exact number, okay? That's all you need to do.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead and start at one whenever you are ready.
Okay. One.
Dun, dun, dun.
Uno.
Pressure build.
Two.
So.
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven.
Woo! All right, beautiful, dear, beautiful.
Yeah, we can count to seven.
Hey, that's nice that my listeners can all count to seven.
Right.
I love that. I love that.
That'd be funny if someone
I would be so lost if people did not. Okay. Wow, dang, girl, dang. Okay, I see you. I see what's going on. Okay. So, whew, I will tell you the cards that you have first. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Are you? Okay. The first card is the mountain. The second card, the tree. Number three, the man. Number four, and your central card, the lily. The next card, oh, the knight in shining armor. What is his name?
Mm.
He is
shining armor.
A knight in shining armor. What the hell? I forgot his name. Okay, whatever. It's a horseman. That's all you need to know. The next card is the envelope. And the last card is the snake. Okay. So your central card is the lily. A lot is going to be going on with your career and your profession. Can you say that is true?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true.
All right. Now, surrounding cards, the cards that surround it is a man and the knight, okay? And what this suggests to me is there's definitely a man going to bring you news about your career. It's going to be a male figure. And he's going to definitely bring you news. Your reading is all about receiving messages. Okay. The first card is the mountain, and it suggests an event and a big obstacle that you have to, overcome. And once you do, this is going to lead to knowledge and maturity. Okay. As the tree is the next card, and that's what it represents. Next to the tree is the man, and this is going to help direct you to this male energy that is going to help advance your career. And he is getting a text message. Who is this? I don't even know. Who are you? Sorry. Okay. So anyway, I'm really sorry. I keep getting a text message.
That's okay.
I get so distracted. I'm everywhere today. Okay. So your profession, there's so many messages because you have the knight, which is, he's all about bringing news and bearing amazing news, very much a gentleman. And then next to that card is the envelopes, and those are more messages for you. So, like, look out for these messages. They're coming to you. And then the last card is the snake, and you got to be quiet about it. The snake suggests that although speech is silver, silence is golden. So sometimes holding your tongue is just as much as saying a mouthful, okay? So
yeah, I'm learning that still. I'm still working on that. Still working on that. Because I got in trouble with my mouth like a week ago.
Oh, did you? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I did. So.
Well, at least you're honest. At least you're honest.
Yeah, I'm very honest, but to a fault. Because like, I didn't get in trouble, but yeah. You know, my boyfriend kind of got a little offended. I didn't even realize I was saying anything. He's like, he brought it up a week later, and I'm like, shouldn't have said that, but whatever.
Yep. Again, just learn to sometimes just keep your mouth shut, girl. It's just as much as saying enough. You know what I mean? It's just as big of a statement as saying something at all.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still learning that one. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. That takes time. That's all it takes. You know, I'm still learning it, of course, myself. You know, I'm not going to master it in a day. You know, that's going to take a while to learn. So, what cards would you like me to elaborate on?
What do you have time to elaborate on?
Oh,
whatever
you want.
What do you feel is most important to elaborate on?
I feel like the big question would be the obstacle and what's going to happen,
right.
What the obstacle is out and what you're going to learn, et cetera.
Right. I think that's probably one I want.
Oh, okay. Where did I? Oh, gosh. I'm losing my mind. Okay. So we're going to see what's going on with these obstacles in your life. Okay. The relationship card and the strong bond card came up. So definitely there's going to be an obstacle with a significant relationship that you have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to know more about that?
Okay.
Okay. We'll see what's going on with that. It's going to be in a social environment. So wherever you gather with probably close friends on a usual basis, the garden came up. So what that is a place where people meet freely, and it's. I like to tell people that it's a safe place for something like PDA to happen, where it's appropriate
mm-hmm.
for public displays of affection, and so you know it's like bars, clubs, somebody's home, or you know a ticket spot, whatever you call it. So that's where it's going to happen at, with somebody that you have strong bonds to. Do you want to know anything more about that?
Well, okay, because nowadays I don't see much people, so, like, not by choice, but, you know, people just don't make any sense to me anymore, and it's time to clean out the closet, in a sense, so I'm trying to make
I
sense
feel
of
you.
That one. Yeah, I've been clearing the closet, yeah.
Yeah, that's happening to a lot of people. You know, I found myself, I was sitting here the other night, and I was just kicking it by myself, and I'm like, man, I wish I had, like, a group of friends that I could just go to and that are at the same level I am, like, intellectually, you know, spiritually, and just to be with, but it just doesn't happen so much anymore, and especially in a place like East Lake, Ohio, it's just,
right. It's,
there, people like that are few and far between, they're hard to find, they really are. And that's why
don't
I have
worry,
radio
even
show.
In New York, too, even in New York, too, don't worry, not just in Ohio.
That's crazy, there's thousands and thousands of people there.
Yeah, but maybe I haven't hit up that patch yet, you see what I'm saying? So,
because
I'm just coming back
true.
Here myself, so it's like a new place. I grew up here,
but
I'm coming back as an adult. You know what I'm saying? So it's a different
Okay. Me. Very
yeah.
cool. That's very cool, though. That's a really cool life experience. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll elaborate a little bit more on the social setting and the obstacles and the relationship. Let's see. man, they don't want to tell you anything about it. Spirit does not want you to know. The clouds came up, which represents your thoughts, so it's going to be something that you're thinking about. I'm going to do one more card for that, just a second. Okay, and the child came up. So it could be a place where children do gather, and it's like this innocent place. It feels like innocent and very pure, very maybe not as mature, but children, you know, don't have to be mature. They don't need to do things like that to function in the world. They're just a child. You know, they're innocent, etc. So it has that kind of energy around it. Now, is there anything else that you would like for me to elaborate on? I'll give you a little reminder of what your cards are. The second card, you have the tree, then you have the man, the lily, the knight, the gentleman, whatever, the messages, and the snake.
Yeah, what's that knight about?
Okay, now he's definitely going to bring you news. Again, it has to do with your career, and we'll see how this energy is brought on. Ah, okay, the clover came up, so it's very, very lucky. Like, you're going to feel like, oh, my gosh, like, this is so freaking lucky. I can't believe this is happening. You know what I mean? Like, you're definitely being watched over. So whatever is coming to you is meant to be for you. It's like destiny.
Right.
You want to know anything more about that or any other cards?
I want to hear more about that, and then I'm going to go because I probably other people are waiting. I don't want to be, you know, selfish.
Just like one more person. You don't even worry. Like, I'm giving you all the time that you need. Okay? So
all right.
Yeah, all of your questions.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, sweet, but no, take your time. Be selfish. Please be selfish.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
Even if I can run the show into the archives and still finish everybody that wants a reading.
Okay.
So the next card that came up is the moon. Now, especially last night, a lot of people were getting this card when I was giving my readings, and I kept telling them, look at the phases of the moon. Follow the phases of the moon. It's a very important luminous planet. It is the second luminous planet that we have. You know, we have the sun and the moon. So watch the phases of the moon. It, of course, suggests time. But also, think about this. When there's a new moon, no, actually, rewind. When there's a full moon, you know how all the energies always seem really intense? Everybody seems a little bit crazier on a full moon?
Yes.
Well, that's because, you know, it's it reflects directly to us. The moon is a planet that relates to how we think about ourselves. So when it's full, the energies are very, very intense. And when it starts to diminish, just think about the phases. It builds and builds and builds and builds and builds. And it's full, and then it starts dying and disappearing and disappearing and disappearing until there's no moon at all, which is a new moon. So follow the phases of the moon. For example, now, at the new moon, what the point there is to plant a lot of seeds. And by seeds, I mean good thoughts and thoughts that you want to see happen when the full moon arrives. And you'll find that 9 times out of 10 is going to help all of those thoughts and ideas spring into life. For example, farmers, they follow the patterns of the moon, when to plant their crops and when to harvest, etc. If you plant certain crops on a new moon, they're going to grow better into a better, healthier plant that, you know, you can abundantly receive from and receive the fruits of their growing, etc. When you plant it around the moon. An aspect to, if you planted it during a full moon, it probably wouldn't be as good for a certain plant. It depends on the plant. Again, depends on the thought as well. So keep in mind what is going on with that. Oh, yeah, I can. So keep a lookout. Now, again, the moon here, in this case, represents new ideas and invitations. Okay? So keep your mind open. It's going to be from that knight in shining armor, and it's going to feel very lucky. It's a new invitation of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what else are you wondering about, dear?
That sounds about right, because it's like I'm heading into a path of the unknown now. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of new things. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely,
that's
like
fair.
May seems like it's going to be a lot of new things. So. Mm-hmm.
Now, what I want to remind you is, since the moon came up, think about you have sun and the moon. When you're in daylight, you can see everything. You can see, you know, you can make out objects, etc. But when you have moonlight, you can see the objects, but they're a lot more dim. And it leaves so much room for your imagination to play and to perceive. You know, you could look at something in the moonlight, and it looks totally different than when it does in daylight. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, keeping that in mind, let your imagination play and run wild. You have a lot of new stuff coming towards you, and the more you just let your imagination come into play and your intuition, you're going to be all set.
Okay.
Okay. So is that all you have questions about, you? Okay.
I like to get the general stuff, so I'm good. I'll just take that and...
Very cool, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that relates to you. Hopefully that you learned a lot from that.
Oh, yes, I did. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, dear. Thank you so much for calling us. I'll talk to you a little bit later in the chat room.
Yeah, I'll be all right. Yeah, okay.
All right, dear.
Bye, take care.
Bye-bye. Okay. Woo! That was a pretty good reading. Oh, my gosh. I have to pee so bad. Okay. Let me put these cards, I need to put them all back together, they're all laid out right now. Do 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 do. Meow. Meow. Sorry, almost there. Okay, do a little bit of shuffle, and then we're going to take the next caller. Caller, I hope you're feeling it. I hope you're feeling that I'm thinking about you, because I'm looking at your number right now, and I'm going to bring you on, but I didn't even tell you who you are yet. So I hope you feel the pressure. Let it build. Let it fly. And area code 386. You're on the air. Please tell me your name and what you're calling for this evening. Hello, 386.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry. I had my phone on mute.
Oh, that's okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing great. Can I have your name, please?
Mm-hmm. My name is Sheena. I called in before a while back, though.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Very nice. Very
well,
nice. All right.
Well, my question is, I'm sorry about that. I actually need a update. Well, it's about this guy. We were doing really good for, you know, off and on, kind of, we was having our spit spats off and on during the 6 months. Like 3 months into the relationship, he wanted to take it serious. And I didn't want to at the time because I knew that, you know, that's not what I wanted. And so then, like, recently when I told him I was ready or whatever, he just, like, hit me with a ton of bricks, you know what I'm saying, that he didn't want me to call him anymore. Just out, like I feel like he's, like, intentionally trying to hurt me because I wasn't ready, you know, when he was ready, like immature, you know, type thing. So I just want to know where this is going. Not that I want to, you know, continue a relationship with him, but I just want to understand enough why he did it the way he did it. And, you know, I've had good readings about this guy. He's a good person. He's, you know, going to have a lot of money. He's going to take care of you, such and such and such. And he's talented and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, it's like I don't understand, you know, why these, you know, readings change from, you know, they vary depending on the action of the person. And so I'm like, I don't understand what's going on here.
Yeah, okay, I feel it. Well, let me tell you a couple things now. A lot of these readings and a lot of these other people out there, they like to tell you what you want to hear, and that's a lot. That's a huge point of this whole psychic thing, is they can read that. They read what energies that you need to be, okay? And they just try to support how you are feeling. But in my case, I use cards with my readings, and the cards do not lie. They just, you know, they tell me exactly what the energies are behind them. And what you need to learn from them, okay? So either we can answer this question first, and I can pick up a card in relation to your question,
okay.
And then we can do reading for you if you want, if you would like that.
Okay.
And it'll help
yes,
you
absolutely.
Get an aspect about what's going on. All right.
I'd like to just tell you this. I don't, you know, want to make it seem like I just got a reading from a floozy that just told me anything. The reason why this lady told me this, okay, is this person that I'm involved with, he is very talented, and that's one of his dreams or whatever to, you know, make it. And I really think that he could if he get over the issues or whatever. And I think that she was just, you know, seeing the possibility of him, you know, what his future could be like, and if, you know, if I would still be in the picture, how it would be. So it wasn't like some floozy reading, so I don't want to put it out there like I'm just some kind of, you know, person that is like, oh, that reading sucks. You know, I believe in each and every, you know, person's ability, and I respect their, you know, opinions, but it's just that I couldn't understand why the reading changes, you know. You know, it changes based on the action of the person. So
okay.
I guess my first question is, gosh, I don't even know where to start. If you can help me out with this.
Yeah, I can definitely help you with that. Okay, so you want to see what he's pretty much thinking, what he's feeling, and we're going to go with what is pretty much on his mind right now, because his actions do have a lot to do with how it reflects to you, as you are or were a part of his life, you know. And you're a big part
right.
of it, so it's going to directly relate to you. Of course, anybody that you surround yourself with is going to feel those energies from you, and they directly relate to you. So what we're going to do is just see where he kind of is right now, and I'm going to pull a card for that for you.
Okay.
And the card I got is the Watchtower. Now, he has some things that he has to deal with from his past, okay? He's probably doing a lot of thinking about that. And I got the moon with that too. You know, he's feeling the effects definitely from the moon and what's going on with it. And he's got some things that are coming to him, like new ideas, and that's where his main focus is going to be right now. He's focused on healing himself from these past events, and he's going to be really focused on his new ideas. That's what's coming up for him. So I can see why that can get in the way of your relationship with him. Because, you know, if he's focusing on all these ideas, he's very talented, you know, he's going to want to pursue that. I know myself that I was in the same kind of boat. I was desperately wanting a relationship, but desperately wanting my talents to be discovered by other people. And I finally, you know, I'm kind of in both. I kind of do a little bit of both. I dabble in both. But I just know how to balance myself well. And he may not know how to balance himself perfectly either. You know, it's really hard to balance your heart as well as your soul and your destiny. You know?
Right. But he doesn't know there's all kinds of surprises behind us, you know, being in a relationship together. I could be so supportive, and there could be so many things that I can offer this guy if he just, you know, would just open his eyes. And I guess the second, you know, I don't mean to interrupt you because I don't know what you have in store for me, so I'd definitely like to hear it. But I was just wondering also if it had anything to do with another woman, too.
Let's see. Well, I pulled a card for that, and I got the snake, okay? And it's usually somebody that is very tricky, and they are smooth with their words. They know how to say. They're very sly. So can you hear the S in my voice? It's like a piercing
yes.
S. Mine actually is the sign of a snake. I was born in the year of the snake. So I definitely do have that charming snake-like quality as well. And I know and I understand it well. So I think he's definitely a person who is very wise with his words. He's definitely very smart. And I feel, okay, I think that the possibility of that, of him finding another woman, I think it is possible just because he has that charming quality. But it's up to him and it's up to his devotion and his intention, which you know a lot better than I do. You know, you're going to know how devoted he is to somebody. You can feel it from him. And, you know, more than likely, if you're questioning if he's talking to other women, well, you know, he probably might be. You wouldn't have that doubt. You should feel, if it was like a true, something that is true, you should know deep within your heart that you know he's not talking to anybody else.
Right.
But this, with the cards that I pulled, I feel like it does have the potential, yes. But I'm not telling you anything for sure because I do not know. I'll pull another card just for that, just to see what's up. That's ironic. I pulled the woman card.
Wow.
So,
like, my next question would be, like, is it serious? You know, like, okay. I mean, I just, that breaks my heart.
I know it does. It's not, okay, listen, you're just listening to cards. You don't have to take all these advice, I'm telling you. I'm just telling you what's coming up, okay? And the next card that came up, I threw it in between the snake and the woman, is the garden, which is a very social area. So it's probably happening somewhere that he is very, very social, somewhere that he sees a lot of his friends, buddies, people, a bar, a club.
Definitely.
Like I said before.
There's functions
so,
that they go to, so that makes sense. There's, like, programs where they sing and they perform and stuff. So there's definitely a lot of women, and my family member refers to them as groupies, and I'm definitely not one of those groupies. I'm kind of like the quiet behind the scenes. I don't want to be seen. I just want, you know, I don't know what I want it. To take it slow, that's what I wanted. And I definitely, in like the long term, I wanted a commitment, so.
I'm thinking, I feel like maybe, have you been to his shows?
No, I was planning on going this weekend.
Okay,
and this
definitely.
Happened.
Go to his show. You need to not just support him as a person, but support what he does. It's very important. One, with guys that do have good talents, they do need to be supported. Even though if they're cocky and they know they have it, they need that support as well. And they need to feel the love from somebody. And, you know, maybe that's what he's looking for you to do, is to be supportive like that, you know.
Okay. maybe we can ask the cards if that would smooth things out with us.
See, I'll pull a card for you. And I got the Lily, which is a blooming, beautiful new aspect and new ideas coming into fruition. So definitely I think that is a good way to go. Definitely a good way to go.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want to do a 7-card reading, how I gave everybody else tonight? And this will help you see what's going on with you and then where to put your focus.
Okay.
Okay. So what I do, I call them a hypnotic intuitive card read. And what you need to do, what I need from you, is I need you to count from 1 to 7. And I need you to think of the number before you say it. And then when you speak it out loud and you say the number to me, I want you to imagine that the number that you're thinking about is sent to me so that I picture that same exact number, okay? And that's what gives us that intuitive connection so that these cards directly relate to you, okay?
Okay, think of the number 1 through 7, right?
Yeah. No, start counting 1 to 7.
Okay.
Start at 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, go ahead at number 1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. Beautiful, dear. Beautiful. All right, we're going to do the reveal for you. Sorry, I kind of overlapped them. We'll see. Okay. We have... All right, we have the key, the envelopes, the star, the fox, the bird, the stork, and the fish. Wow, you got a lot of animals the last part, which is pretty cool. Okay, so your central card is the fox, okay? And this one directly relates to you. Now, I think you're going to have to act a little bit sly, a little bit cunning. Why do I feel like saying Nicki Minaj right here? I don't know why.
Oh, my gosh. That is the worst example. Like, oh, my gosh. She's such a freak. Maybe I'm
I don't know why. I don't know why I felt like saying that, but whatever. I'm definitely into her. I've been listening to her a lot, but it just came out. Okay. So,
she seems like the type that's sly and slick.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so whatever. Maybe you need to hear that. So we'll go to the first card, which is a key, okay? And now this key represents like that the eureka moment, the light bulb, you know, on the top of your head. You're going to get like this key of insight. And it's going to come to you via a message of some sort, whether it's an email or a letter or like, I don't know how in tune you are with like your spiritual self, but it could be like a spiritual intuitive message. And it is going to lead to literally dreams coming true. The next card after the envelopes is the star. And the star is the most positive, powerful card in the deck. And it suggests your dreams coming true and very positive events unfolding for you. And I think with that happening, now next to the star is the fox. So again, acting a little bit sly and foxish. Foxish. Is going to help you to deal with what's next, what your next card is, which is the bird. And the bird is about fears and alarms. The card is an owl, so it's like, you know, like hooting through the night, and it's doing this hoo, you know, through the night, calling through the night. And those are your worries. It's like that constant, almost like nagging, fearing kind of thing. And next to the bird is the stork, which is pretty funny, two birds. And the stork represents movement, and things that have been stagnant and put on hold will be in movement now. And this directly relates to money matters and to your money matters.
Ooh.
So it's going to be moving for you, which is definitely good. And that could be also what your worry is. Maybe you're going to have to be a little bit sly about your money. Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Do you have any questions about any of the cards that I pulled? We can figure out a little bit more energies behind them.
Okay. if you can tell me the, I forgot like all of them, if you can name them.
Okay, I'm going to run through them again. We have the key, the envelopes, the star, the fox, the bird, the stork, and the fish.
Okay, definitely the envelope and the fish.
Okay. Now, again, the envelope is a message for you, so we're going to see what kind of message is coming for you. And the card I pulled is the thought card, which is the clouds. So definitely this is going to come from your own thoughts. It's going to be like a message. It's that, I'm telling you, it's that eureka moment where you're just going to have this, all of a sudden that light bulb is going to shine over your head and you'll be like, oh my gosh, like, damn, like, oh my God. It's going to be so awesome. You're going to feel it. I mean, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know that feeling.
I always have moments like that.
See? Exactly. Do you want to know more about that, or do you want to go know more about the fish?
Yeah, I'd like to know more about that, the thought thing, the
okay.
thought card.
Okay. Let's see. The next card that I pulled is the flowers. Now, this is a very, very positive card. It is related to a girly feeling. What I always think of when I pull the flowers is this chatty girl feeling where you're just talking with your girls and laughing, gossiping about, you know, God only knows. And just that whole good time, that very positive, giddy feeling, like, oh my God, like girl talk, like, hee, that's so funny, he's so cute, oh my God, he's laughing. That's what I think about when that happens. So it'll probably happen when you're hanging out with your girls or something like that, and you'll just have a thought and be like, oh, my gosh, you know, and you'll definitely want to share it with them.
That'll be Saturday, yeah. I'm going to a function Saturday, and I just feel it. I'm going to have a very nice time. It's going to be good for me, actually.
Yeah, I definitely feel that, too. It's very powerful, very positive, too. All right, so you want to know a little bit more about the money? We got 3 minutes left here, so I want to get this in right quick.
Okay.
All right, so the card I pulled next for the fish, which is money, is the knight. And he is the knight in shining armor. He's the gentleman that is going to bring you messages about money. So some kind of gentleman energy, again, it's just a message that is going to be brought to you. I'm going to pull another card for this. Okay, and I got the book, which is the picture of the book is closed. So that means that there is still information that needs to be figured out. So look into, okay, a man is probably going to approach you, or somebody is probably going to approach you with some news and some idea about money. So make sure you look into it before you actually pursue it. Make sure you put that information and knowledge behind it. So that way you can, you know, benefit positively from it, you know, and not lose money or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any other questions? And does this definitely relate
to you? I don't mean to go back to the guy, but going back to the reading that I had before, the positive reading, I just wanted to know if you've seen even a future with us, like a future where he's, like, stepping up, actually, you know, I know he's younger, but actually being the gentleman that he's supposed to be, like, I was just... Something I'm just hoping for, you know.
Okay. I can do that. I'm just going to pull a card and see what comes up for that. And then I might switch to my angel cards just to see where you are on Heart Quest and if the relationship is going to be good for you. So the card I pull with that for him is I have the tree, okay, which is all about maturity and growing. This is definitely a relationship where you're going to have to grow from, both of you, and you guys are both growing from it, which is very good. So I think it's, you can't look at how if a relationship is successful depending on the amount of time. You need to look at a relationship in aspect to if you learned something about yourself from the relationship, and that's what qualifies to be a successful relationship, no matter if it's a 3-month relationship or a 30-year relationship, you know, as long as you're learning and you learn about yourself and about other people, then that qualifies as a successful relationship. Okay, dear? I do have to get going. I have like 10 seconds left, but thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And good luck. Make sure you call in next time, and then I can definitely help you out again. Okay? Let me know how everything turns out.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Take care, dear.
Night, night.
All right, everybody. Oh, my gosh. There's, like, no time left. Thank you all so much for coming. If you do have any questions or want to talk to me, email me at thedreamteacher@gmail.com. You can also find me on Keen to set up a personal hypnosis session with the Dream Teacher. And I'll be next Thursday. Don't know what time, so make sure you favorite the show. And stay in touch. Sweet dreams, everybody.
I'm